A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on the line for A Problem Shared. Good morning to you, Tony. Thanks for joining us in the programme.
And a very good morning to you, Gerry.
And keep your views, questions and comments coming in for Tony now on any of our numbers. One listener gets in touch. We'll start with this one this morning. Tony, there are times when I get the strong feeling that things are not going right in my life. It doesn't happen every day, but sometimes I wake with a general sort of foreboding. The feeling can clear sometimes, but sometimes it sticks with me for weeks. How do I deal with this?
Well, usually that sort of negative pattern of thinking builds up. It doesn't happen generally. It doesn't happen overnight sort of thing. It builds up over months or years. And one of the major causes of it is, not having the right focus in your day. Because how we spend our day-to-day sort of time, you know, our downtime, as it were, and our leisure time and our work time has to be focused in something positive. And it sounds to me as if it could be that sort of a thing is happening. It's very important for everyone, really, once you're sort of into the adult phase of life, to be focused on things which are generally positive and world-helping, for want of a better way of putting it. If our life is just full of spending money and doing things like that, it sometimes can turn very empty for us. And if it's just simply empty, we don't have enough contact or we're not doing enough things to bring the mind around to the right sort of focus, then that can lead to it as well. So basically what I would suggest is having a look at what are the things that you could get involved in that would bring you into the right focus. Now, I'm immediately thinking of things like hobbies, you know, art, music, all of that sort of stuff, whatever, sport, outings. And then the other end of that sort of thing is doing something which helps the world, something which is positive towards other people. Because to be honest with you, I think that is the most powerful resetter of our thought process. And, you know, if you immediately comes to mind, because I've been involved myself, with local charities, for instance, that you'd do a little help in a charity shop, or you do some sort of get involved in something that has a positive output into the world and is not just, you know, making money or getting the job done or whatever. It's doing something to make the world a better place for everyone who's living there. And I think if that was the sort of focus you could get in your life, I think that would, no, it wouldn't happen overnight, but it would happen over a few weeks or months. It would bring your thinking, as it were, into a better place.
Yeah. And that feeling of, I suppose, that it's like maybe on the edge of negativity, that probably would recede if you busy yourself with other things, meet more people, get involved, and maybe, I want to say this in a derogative sense, but less time for thinking or thinking inwardly. Would that be the way of looking at it?
Absolutely. And you mentioned the time of life, and you know, there's a well-known phrase, the midlife crisis.
Yeah.
So if you are in midlife, it usually is, there are a number of crisis points in our life where, you know, we get worried about certain things. And midlife is a very important one, because we're then, as it were, on the slope downwards, and we're looking at what is the value of my life. Even though we may not focus those words, we are beginning to think, what is my life worth to the world, to myself, and to everything else?
Tony, what if, is it to regret? What have I done? What should I have done with my life? Did I make mistakes? Is it too late now? All those sort of things that can ruminate within somebody's head.
Well, yeah, regret, you rightly mentioned that. That's a very powerful emotion with us. But the best way to overcome regret is to do something positive. And, you know, if you get involved in, as I say, a charity or some sort of good work, something that you feel is helping the world to be a little bit of a better place than what it is, that will definitely help you. And the other thing, as I'm always preaching, is hobbies, music, art, whatever, something that uplifts the whole soul, literally, in every human being. So those two things are the focus, really, that I would say.
If you've got a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme on 0667 123 666. Text or WhatsApp your questions for Tony into 083 300 3300. And the listener gets in touch and says, my problem is essentially loneliness. I'm retired, I live alone, and even though I have some family and a few good friends and neighbours, my life, I feel, is unsatisfying. I have an active mind and I'm in fair health. I really want to be useful and involved in society and miss working with others. I'm aware of retirement groups, but I hesitate to go to these. The impression I get is that many have a defeatist attitude about ageing, focusing on ailments and other problems rather than building knowledge and relationships. It would be nice to hear some points of view.
Yeah, that's not a million miles off the last one, actually. It's something that happens in a lot of people. I mean, when I was in practice, I met a lot of people who would be in their 60s and 70s would be sort of getting into those kind of areas. And again, it's a very similar sort of situation. It's getting ourselves involved in something which is positive for us, not just entertaining, not just financially satisfying, not just, you know, filling some dream or other, but getting into something that we see and understand as being useful, helpful, and positive in the world that we're living in. Because if you stand back and look at the world at the moment, it's in a pretty dodgy situation. There could be a world war, you know, there could be all sorts of things go wrong. And if you're in your own little sort of place and you're getting the news into you and you're not focusing on something that's positive, it very quickly, you know, brings that sort of, you know, empty feeling. And that leads to loneliness is a good word for it. But it's more than that. It's a sort of emptiness of the soul.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I say, getting involved in with helpful, useful projects, even though they might be sort of just local.
Is there an idea here, Tony? And there was a discussion on this, you know, in terms of a report that was done at the weekend about retirement and how people feel about retirement, that this idea, and there's a shifting retirement age, obviously, in this country for financial reasons, and it's tied to people's pensions and payments from the state and all that, but that there was an argument being made that you should move away from the idea of retirement as a destination. Oh, I'll get to that point and then I'll retire and I'll have planned and I'll have saved. But then not much more of a plan is made. That the argument should be, okay, you get to your 60s maybe, and then you might leave your job of your life or whatever is the more intense job you've been doing, but have another job to go to. Perhaps a lesser, you know, a job that doesn't take as much time, maybe 3 days a week, maybe 2 days a week, but to keep going along those lines, not to just put a full stop in it and then be wondering, okay, what am I going to do now? That might be a way of looking at it for this person.
That's spot on, Jerry. That is absolutely correct. I would add one little bit on to the end of that, is that what you get involved in needs to have something positive against the whole world, you know? That you get involved with a charity, that you get involved with an art project or whatever, something that uplifts the world. And that will really, I mean, I know I'm almost 80 and I'm, you know, I haven't worked now for whatever, 10 years or so. And I really have to work at keeping myself positive. But the one things that always focus for me are the charitable things that I'm involved in and the artistic stuff that, and of course, talking to you on the radio is a great help. But having something positive that you do, that you feel is an addition to the world, whatever that might be. That's the trick.
If you were to stay, we'll say, you know, working, inverted commas, like you do a job, or if you have another job in another area that keeps you with the routine, let's say for 2 days a week, perhaps, if you can do that, or maybe even 3 days. And then outside of that, with the free time that you have away from that, then you put it into that sort of an endeavour and you'll meet more people. You'll keep in touch with people through the other job you're working at. And we will say, and this person mentioned health and ailments, this is all, you know, health dependent as well, Tony, we have to say. But that if you have that ability to do that, then you look at life from that point of view, that you're going to spend as long as you can, you know, working to a certain extent, not as hard, not as much, but also helping out and getting involved in a positive project in your area.
Yeah, and the other thing is forward planning. You know, I mean, there will come a time when I won't be able to keep the radio up or won't be able to do charity work that I'm involved in and so on and so forth. But if I have something else planned out, if I have, you know, some activity that keeps me focus in the right way. And I think, no, there's no 100% cure, but that is a very powerful way of keeping the mind in the right place.
Alistair says that those lovely ladies or gentlemen could join beginners line dancing classes. I've seen people uplifted by the music and the laughing. It's happening all over the county at the moment. There's an idea.
Absolutely. Along with that, though, as I say, if you can also add in something that helps the world, and that can help the world, of course. You can also get involved in running those things, or partially, you know, some helpful area there. I think it's doing something to help other people and help the world around you that gives the most high level of satisfaction to people.
Okay.
And will armour them against the retirement sort of, you know, disconnection and loneliness.
Yeah. Okay, Tony, brilliant stuff as always. Thanks very much for talking to us in the programme about that. That's Tony McGinley with us online. He'll be back next Wednesday. Get your questions and queries.